A Menominee County judge has ruled that the city's special election on Menominee retailer limits will go ahead as planned for tomorrow, August 5th. At Friday's hearing, Judge Mary Barglin considered arguments from both sides. Alderperson William Bill Plemmel and his attorney claimed the election was illegal due to a lack of candidates, pointing to Michigan law on regular elections. However, attorney for the city of Menominee, Mike Salello, had this to say.
Don't read language into it. Good argument, I will, in briefs. That this is a regular election because there are people on that are being voted on. It might not be in this municipality, but Mertman doesn't say it has to be in this municipality. The election law does not say it has to be in this municipality. So let's just read the law, look at it, give us an opportunity to brief, because obviously this is an argument that Mr. Corcoran hasn't been faced with, otherwise it would have been addressed in those circuit court cases. So again, I just simply ask the court at this time to brief and not to cancel the will of at least almost a quarter of the electorate of this community that have already expressed their will, regardless of what that will is.
Judge Barglin decided to let the election proceed, warning that stopping it now would have broad consequences and limit public participation.
The circuit court decision, I don't know all of the facts of, but regardless, if the facts are all on all four, it's not binding on the court. So there are no binding decisions that I'm aware of here today on that particular issue. I think it behooves us in terms of fairness to everybody, and most importantly, the people of the city of Menominee, to allow the election to proceed on Tuesday.
In the meantime, she is preserving the status quo in terms of the number of licenses that currently have been issued. They will leave it at status quo. This way, if any complicated factors arise that could disrupt litigation in the stage they're in right now, Judge Barglin called for another hearing in 2 weeks to review if further legal action is needed. For now, Menominee voters will have their say tomorrow, Tuesday, August 5th. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.